Hello and welcome back to the Counter Pints podcast. You're listening to these smooth melodic tones of your host, Matt. As always, I'm joined by my co-hosts. Well, two of them anyway. We've got Casey and we've got Jack. Hey, Jack, Kevin's not here. Do you know where he is?
Funny you say that, Matt. It is our Christmas episode here, and Kevin's trying to get in the Christmas spirit out in San Diego. He spent all day making snow from ice cubes in his freezer, and he's currently at his neighbor's house requesting a top hat to see if the snowman can come to life.
All right. Well, we'll get an update from Kevin on whether he's able to resurrect Frosty in a bit. For now, Counter Pints continues to be a podcast where we argue about the same stupid shit we love to talk about in breweries and bars. But like a brewery and absolutely like a bar, you got to have a drink. So boys, what sort of delicious beverage are you smacking on those lips? Casey, go ahead.
Awesome. Well, hey, little boys. Glad we're doing the Christmas episode. My favorite time of the year. So I had a happy accident, actually. I was telling the boys a little bit earlier before we started recording that I intended to buy this beer, but it kind of spaced that we were actually recording the Christmas pod tonight. And it worked out that I have the Wild Christmas Ale with tropical fruit from Upslope Brewing Company here in Boulder, Colorado. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know it is having the best frozen empanadas ever.
True, actually.
Still not over that. But hey, still really good empanadas. But yeah, cheers, boys.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did not go out and select any specific Christmas beer. So I really feel like I've let Kris Kringle down. I'm sorry to everybody involved. But the beer I'll be drinking, which again has nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a great beer. It is Treehouse Brewing Company's Queen Machine, the OG edition. It's basically just a variant of Juice Machine, which is one of my favorite beers of all time. Jack, what do you got?
I got a Christmas beer. I actually got three of them that I'm going to drink tonight. This is the first one from a brewery in Richmond, Virginia. That is a beer city that I would like to go try. I've heard very good things about Richmond. This is from Hardywood Brewing. How about this name? Christmas Morning. It is an Imperial Milk Stout with ginger, cinnamon, honey, vanilla, and coffee.
Man, you lost me. There it was. It was good until that last one.
You can't really taste the coffee in it. You get a lot of the cinnamon, a lot of the vanilla.
That's fair. Sometimes you get a stout that has some coffee in it that doesn't overwhelm and then it's acceptable. But man, it's just that ingredient always bums me out. That's just me. But before we get to the body of the podcast, of course, we've got to have an intro section. And for our intro section today, we wanted to discuss a topic that I think we're going to turn into its own episode at some point. But Jack shared this in our group chat, and it's a concept I think we've thrown around before. We probably mentioned on the podcast the idea of a situational beer. And someone on Instagram, I'm not going to read it, the account is, I don't care. They listed some great beers. And here's a list of some beers, boys. I thought we'd have a brief discussion on these. If you've had them, how you feel about them, maybe some additional ones they don't mention. But how about an airport beer? Is that a great beer?
It is a great beer. It's dangerous because once you have that first one, you just want to keep going. And of course, after that, you have to get on an airplane. And that can be dangerous if for those of us who have small bladders and have to get up constantly. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah, being hammered on a plane is the worst. That's the only thing. Drink in moderation. You don't want to come down from being drunk in the middle of a flight. It is real bad. Been there.
No, but you definitely want to get drunk on the flight.
Now you're talking.
You're right. You don't want to come down off of.
So you got to keep drinking.
But you just got to keep going. Hair of the dog. Just keep it going. Get that flight attendant. Just be like, you know what? Just keep bringing these. I've got all the drink coupons you need, but just keep bringing them.
Beers on a plane are they're like Pringles. Once you pop, fun cannot stop.
I wish we had Pringles.
Oh baby, who the pizza ones? That would hit the spot right now. How about the kitchen beer while she's getting ready? Jack likes this one.
I love this one. This one, I felt something somewhere in my body when I read that one. That one was just like, oh, that is a great beer. And we talked about this before we got started tonight. I think they did forget to add the S at the end of beers or beer when they wrote this. It's kitchen beers while she's getting ready.
I'm not sure this is one that I've done, to be honest. And to be, but I do understand the concept. My girlfriend takes forever to get ready. I don't know. I don't drink during while I'm waiting. Maybe I should. That's a good idea. I should start doing this.
Yeah, I think you're missing out there.
Yeah, I feel like I've been missing something obvious here.
I think you could also, you can take out the she's getting ready. It's essentially a pregame beer, like we were doing before we went to the beer fest in Greensboro. We all had beers in the kitchen waiting for the Uber.
That's true. I mean, we call it Kelly and I call it getting lubed up. Get lubed up somewhere. Time to get lubed up.
Beer.
Lubed up. Got lubed up for Thanksgiving as an example. Gotta get lubed up before you see the family.
That's right.
Sometimes it's not just a beer. Sometimes you need a little bit more. You're waiting a long time. Just saying.
It's the before beer. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta warm up. Gotta warm up.
You do. Sometimes you need a warm up before the warm up. That's where the S comes into play, like that Jack was saying.
All right, how about the hotel balcony 7 p.m. beer? Does it hit just right? I feel like that's like before I go out on the town if I'm having like a drinking night.
Yeah, or like
sounds like a pregame beer to me, rather than a relaxing beer.
You've traveled all day. You're finally there. You're with the people you're supposed to be there with. You're all just grabbing a beer. Hopefully the balcony has a nice view of maybe the ocean.
I was just going to say that, Jack. Yes. You're at the hotel. You just got in. You're watching the sunset while you drink a beer and you're looking at the ocean.
This sounds really specific. Like this happened.
It did. I mean, it happened when it wasn't a hotel, but when,
no, it was a condo.
Yeah, it was a condo. That's the first thing we did. We went to a grocery store. We grabbed some of South Carolina's finest, grossest ass beer and
that's disgusting.
Took it to the condo balcony and then went out there. That was, God, almost a year ago now in April. But yeah, exactly that. Hotel balconies. I haven't been in a hotel room that actually had a balcony in a while.
Really? yeah. This one's a meme if you're rich as fuck. I'm always ground floor looking at the next door trailer park. All right, how about the straight to the pub from work beer? I guess this is by an Englishman.
Yeah, that's a good one though. The 5 o'clock hits.
You go right to the bar. Yeah.
Yep.
Into it.
A good one. I like that one.
I will say, where I was really disappointed that there was no happy hour is when I moved to Boston. And yeah, Massachusetts has a law.
They
will not discount alcohol, which, if you think about it, probably is smart, specifically in Massachusetts. Well,
have you been to Boston?
Yeah, exactly, right? Kind of makes some fucking sense, right? But it was still kind of one of those things where it's like, God damn, that's the best part. Get out of work a little bit early, about... So I know when I was in Northern California, sometimes happy hour started as early as 3. That's like fucking great on a Friday. Peace out. I'm going home. Not really. I'm going to the bar.
Well, the bar.
Little appetizers.
The bar is home. Appetizers.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm going home. They know my name.
Dude, the weird thing about the Massachusetts liquor thing there is that, for instance, they can't do bottomless brunch. What's the point of brunch?
Yeah, it's true. If you can't have a mimosa, it's stupid.
Like, yeah, if I can't pay $15 and have 20 mimosas, why am I at brunch? let's be real. How about the Sunday afternoon beer garden beer?
Not my favorite because usually you're super hungover on a Sunday or Sundays just don't have the best vibes. But as Kevin doesn't watch it, but everyone on this podcast tonight watches it. Our good friend Kyle Cook is a big fan of the Sunday Funday. I actually bought a Sunday Funday shirt.
Kyle, call in. Please call in.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's okay, though. It's got to be a nice beer garden, though.
Did I ever tell you guys that? So in 2020, Hallie got Alyssa a cameo from Kyle Cook.
I think you did mention that before.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was fucking awesome because he is fucking hammered and he is.
Well, that sounds right.
He is just tied one on and he's just getting after it. And I'm like, let's go.
Imagine being able to just get hammered and get paid like $60 to just talk to strangers through your phone. Like,
of these people make like $250.
That's ridiculous.
Per thing. And it's like a 10 seconds. Like,
yeah, that is like a bizarre industry that has popped up. Cameo. So weird.
So weird. That is a good little tease, though, for the listeners out there. We will have a. big time round table counter bites episode with a couple guests.
If you like Winterhouse and Summerhouse, are you in for a treat?
Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on.
I found out that my boss's boss watches Winterhouse.
There you go. Promotion incoming. Thank you, Summerhouse and Winterhouse. I'll keep my opinions.
Your boss's boss.
Oh, yeah. Brad.
Brad? I was just going to say, Brad.
Such a Brad move.
Wow. We talked about it the other night.
Dude, he does not strike me as a guy who would watch something like that.
Who's his favorite character?
Who did he say?
Did he actually give you somebody?
He didn't give me a favorite character. Oh, no, he did. He likes the Southern Charm guys. He's addicted to Bravo. Addicted to it.
Yeah. Really? So, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Southern Charm as its own show. I don't know what they added too much in this show.
I agree.
Specifically, Greg.
Boys, we got to keep it for the counter bites. You're spoiling the content.
They're all going to be on. They've already recorded Summerhouse already, obviously. Yeah.
Did you see the teaser at the end?
Oh, boy.
Did you see the teaser at the end? Hey. What did it say? It was like, this year on Summerhouse. And then it's just, boom, them in an elevator.
I just want Carl back. Where's my sweet boy, Carl?
Amen, brother. He's confirmed. Amen. He's coming back.
I love Carl's a little cutie.
The rumors are that he and Lindsay are maybe making another go at it.
Oh, yeah. That worked out so well last time.
Also, Carl wasn't in the right headspace. Okay, we got to stop.
That's true. We got to stop.
Like a black hole. It's pulling us in.
When does Summerhouse start? It's like March.
Something like that. Yeah, maybe end of February, early March.
All right.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Buckle in, boys. Let's go get an Airbnb in Charlotte and just watch the entire thing after we drink for 3 days straight.
Don't threaten me with a good time. That sounds awesome.
That sounds fucking great. I don't know if I can wait and not watch.
That's the problem. You'd have to wait a while. Shout out Too Hot to Handle. Anyways, boys, one more beer here. Friday before Christmas beer on point, on theme.
I guess what they're talking about here is maybe like the Friday when you get out of work and you have a long break, maybe.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Well, this year it's Christmas Eve.
It is.
Yeah. Technically, yes.
It technically is. I think it's just the Friday before you have like a week off and you're just like, oh, man. Hell yeah.
You're just completely shut down at work. You're like,
getting after it.
Let me go home.
Yeah, you're literally counting down the hours, maybe even minutes.
Only it's not that far away. It's already snowed here once or twice.
Really?
Really?
Crappy snow, though. It's like dusting.
Yeah.
Trying to go ski this winter. I'm like, I actually want snow for once.
Yeah. Well, they'll have it up there for sure in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
It did snow at the Patriots game on Sunday when they kicked the shit out of Tennessee. But
got them.
We have yet to have a snow in the Denver metro and surrounding areas.
Interesting. We beat you to the punch this time.
Yep. Last year, our first snow.
Yeah, it was really early.
September 3rd.
Oh, God. Please help us.
And it snowed like 7 or 8 inches. Like it wasn't like a fucking dusting. It was a straight up like, here you fucking
nothing
go.
Says Labor Day like a blizzard.
Yeah, exactly. And nothing says 2020 like fucking there you go.
I probably ate a blizzard on Labor Day.
that's the only blizzard I've
had. But yeah, dude. So we actually just set records. This is the longest every day now without snow is the longest or latest it's ever since they started keeping track of it in 1884 or something like that.
Is there any on the forecast? Is there any projected? Damn. It's almost like their global warming is a thing.
Yeah. Weather's getting very weird. That's the
mountains have some and they can also make their own snow. So it's not as big of a deal, but they've gotten snow, but we have yet to get snow here in the Front Range. Fucking it's wild, dude. Wild.
Boys, before we move on, any other special beers we want to shout out? Again, we might make this its own draft, I feel like, or bracket.
We probably would. I mean, there's a lot. I don't know if this would count,
I feel like shower beers weren't shouted out here.
Shower beer is like a for sure one.
A nice tailgate beer.
Yep.
Beach beer?
Beach beer.
I'm a
lake beer.
Ooh, lake beers.
Pool beer. And body of water.
Body of water beer.
Yeah, we could go down a river beer, creek beer.
I'm a big proponent of middle of a hike beer. Like, get on top of the mountain, you put a couple beer, like a couple Coors Lights or some shit.
I like that.
That tastes real good.
How about the, of course, not the driver, but the passenger is the nice road beer.
Road sodas.
Yeah. Or if you're in fucking the South, just whatever, you know, maybe it is the driver. I don't know.
Maybe it is. You can't see what's in my coffee cup.
Yeah. Do you guys remember? Well, I think it was during the pandemic, a bunch of like places started doing like to go, like you could literally do a to go beer, a to go margarita or whatever.
Yeah.
And all they do is put a piece of tape over it so you couldn't put the straw in it.
How about like, this
that's
one?
Gonna stop somebody?
Liquor laws are bizarre. I don't
They're
understand
so
it.
Stupid.
One of my favorite beers, 2019, we actually did this when we went to Colorado for the GABF. The first morning we all woke up there, a morning beer. We all just
morning beers.
A nice Coors Light and went up to the roof and downed those things.
And then threw them at the flamingo.
And throw That's the right. cans in the in the inflatable flamingo pool floaty. Always a classic.
Shout out, Brian.
How you doing out there? I just saw you recently. Yesterday.
He was so into that.
Like, that was, yes. I think that was Brian's favorite part of the trip, was throwing empty beer cans off the top of a condo into a inflatable flamingo floaty.
God damn, do I want to do that again?
Yeah, that was a good trip.
It's coming, 2022.
Except for the farting, that was a great trip.
Farting, the pooping, the crying. Like
the shitting in a porter potty till I was bleeding. Like, you know, I'm going to try to avoid that next time.
Shitting blood, yeah. You know, maybe we shouldn't go to Yard House and get every appetizer they have next time.
Yeah, but what if they're half off again? What am I supposed to do? Not get the entire menu of appetizers?
Not get three orders of nachos?
I think the staff's like, their eyes just like widened when we ordered that shit. That was ridiculous.
It was a huge mistake. When we got to the damn festival, we were fucking dead.
Is that like the closest you guys have ever come to like, and the reason I'm thinking of this,
it's the closest I've come to death.
Fair enough. But I just saw a commercial on this. That was probably like the closest you guys have ever come to being like going into a restaurant. And I don't even know if you guys have ever wanted to do this, but go to a restaurant and say, I want one of everything on the menu.
Oh yeah, that is.
You guys just went in there and were like, appetizer, one of all of them. What? Thank you.
Everyone, did, please.
Let's go.
I think I did that with Matt at TGI Fridays.
Ooh, you're right, actually.
Jesus.
Peanut butter and jelly wings? Yeah, why not? Bring them.
Well, that's when we get the endless apps, right?
Oh yeah, $10 all you can.
We were just like, yeah, I'll get one of every appetizer. Okay, sure. Keep those potato skins coming.
Oh, they're free. Keep them coming.
Yeah, and another, and another.
Don't ask another. If I want more because you know the answer. Don't waste my time.
You guys switched it up though, right? It wasn't like you got one and just had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks, potato skins, boneless wings, nachos, spinach artichoke.
I have not had potato skins in a hot minute. I could go for some potato skins.
They are good. I haven't had them either, but
It's been a minute for me too.
All right. I'm going to put that on my short list of food to get in the near future. Okay. Well, boys, we're going to continue this forward. Before we get to the main topic, a quick plug of our socials and our voicemail. The voicemail line is still open and will forever be open until the end of time. We have 774-224-0708. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the air if it's not something horrific. Our Instagram and Untappd handles continue to be Counterpints, CounterPints. Go give those a check out, a follow, like. We post things on the Instagram, especially in terms of new episodes coming out, things like that. It helps you find when we are up to hijinks. We post stories and things like that, just like any Instagram account. Go take a look at it. We appreciate your social media engagement. But boys, it's Christmas time and we got to talk about Christmas. So we're doing a Christmas draft. I believe, Jack, what did we do last year for Christmas? At this point, this podcast has been going on so long. This is the second Christmas Counterpints.
That's true. That's two. We did Christmas movies.
Ooh. Well,
I think we drafted Christmas movies.
I think we did.
Well, good news. Yeah. We may talk about those again, as well as other topics. Jack, why don't you lead us? For you are the draft master.
Yes, this is a good draft. As a huge fan of Christmas, I am happy to lead this draft. Our topics for this one, we actually liked our Thanksgiving draft idea a lot. Obviously, we brought in another negative aspect of drafting, and we thrive on negativity on this podcast, as hate does have a home here. So we are going to draft best Christmas song, but also worst Christmas song, best Christmas movie, and worst Christmas movie, and also the worst part of Christmas. It's a tough thing to pick, but challenge accepted. We're going to try and do it. We do have a draft order. Unfortunately, he's not here today, but Kevin does have the first pick, and like good soldiers, we will draft for him. We are happy to make that first selection for him. Matt has the second pick. Casey's going third, and I will come up last and kick off the second round as we do our snake style format. I guess we're just going to get right into it. Kevin's on the clock here. If you're just joining us, he is not here tonight. He actually got ran over by a reindeer. So thoughts and prayers to Kevin. Kevin's first pick, he is going to jump into the worst part of Christmas. Kevin took donating to charity as his worst part.
Wow. Jesus, Kevin.
You know,
good Lord.
Kevin has always stated that he hates charity of any kind. He is someone who does not like to spend his own money on other people. And Christmas is something where he asks, oh, my sweet God almighty, breaking news.
Oh, my God.
The Kevin is here.
The reindeer.
Kevin, what? The reindeer? What? I mean, what?
It's a, boys, it's a Christmas
Holy
miracle.
Shit.
I guess the reindeer is the one that got ran over by a Kevin.
It's the only thing I wanted for Christmas, and it came true.
That's right, listeners. No matter what these hooligans have been saying, I have not been giving CPR to a homeless person or going skinny dipping in a piranha-infested water. I am back. I was working here now. And
on that snowman, right?
Oh, dear Lord.
How's Frosty doing?
How's Frosty doing? Did he come to life for you? Tough in San Diego. We were kind of questioning that.
Depends where you put the carrot, Jack.
We were going to get to that. Boy.
Well, we thought he was putting the carrot in you. Wait, never mind. All right, here goes.
This is a Christian Minecraft server.
Kevin is here to talk about his first selection that he sent to us. Kevin, your worst part of Christmas. Why do you, why is the worst part of Christmas donating to charity for you?
Oh, okay. I actually have a well thought out reason for this. Again,
I'm concerned for 30 seconds.
So let's go. All right. You know what's the worst part about donating for charity around this time of year? All the corporations try to do this whole corporate match thing where they match every dollar that you give the charity and they end up using that as tax write-offs. So they're lying to your face and they're saying they're actually interested in giving back to the needy because it's not really what it's about for them. Sure, it's a benefit, but they really want the tax write-off. So anytime someone says, well, match your donation, I get the intent, but I also don't trust anyone who wants to match the donation. I'll just give the money and you can fuck off.
All right. You're first. Charities are scams and anyone who runs one is a bum. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Before we get on to Matt's pick, Kevin, do you want to check in a beer?
I absolutely do. I did not come in with my cheeks so rosy because it's not that cold here in San Diego. I'm going to check in a beer by the name Strawberry Dragonfruit Coconut J-Ream. It's J-R-E-A-M. This is a sour ale. Where the hell is it from? I can't tell based on the can. Burley Oak Brewing Co. in Berlin, Maryland. Sour ale brewed with strawberry, dragonfruit, coconut, and lactose. So, sounds good. Let's see how this tastes here.
Sounds delicious. And we have all talked about how this one might get a bit rowdy as Casey's beer was above 8%. Mine's above 9%. And
rowdy, getting shouty. Both
going to drink two more after this. So happy Thursday to everybody. Pick number two goes to Matt.
All right. I'm going to fire off right away with a negative pick. I want to go talk about a worst movie. One of, I think, the worst Christmas movies ever made. And it's one that I've seen referenced many times. I've seen it. It is absolute garbage. It is the movie, a Tim Allen classic. He's in a lot of Christmas movies, so I'm going to talk about Christmas with the Cranks. I think it is a garbo Christmas movie. The whole movie is basically just the fact they want to go on, the couple wants to go on vacation because their daughter's out of town, and the entire town like turns against them. It's creepy. I don't know why they're so into it. Then the daughter comes back at the end of the movie unexpectedly, and the town has to come together to put Christmas on. It's just a weird movie. I don't know. The whole movie is very boomerish to me. That's maybe the descriptor I would give it. Like, who gives a shit about Christmas that much? Relax.
I love that movie. I think it's a great movie. I think Christmas is a classic. Right. I watch every year.
The 5% Rotten Tomatoes speaks to my point.
Yeah, because Rotten Tomatoes, they know everything. Any thoughts on Christmas with the Cranks?
Kevin is.
I mean, I'm not. Comments. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised he picked that.
Kevin's trying to take back the money he's already donated.
I'm trying to donate to Domino's here.
At least I'm gonna teach it. Oh, that's a charity I get behind.
All right. Christmas with the Cranks off the board as the worst Christmas movie. Casey has the next pick.
All right. I'm going with a classic here. I'm going to start with my best movie. You know what? Actually, I'm not. I'm going to follow in suit with worst movie. This one sucks. All right. And I know a recent media company, they, you know, no free ads, has come out with one list for Christmas movies, like a top 10. And this is on there. And they said this is when it got good and it was three in. And I totally disagree.
Oh, no.
I think it's when it got fucking horrible. It's Home Alone 3. And I'm just gutted and ashamed that someone out there really thinks that that movie's fucking good. Cause it's not. It's not good at all. So that's what I'm going with. Worst Christmas movie, Home Alone 3.
It's a good pick. Shout out Scarlett Johansson's actually in that movie. Which
I mean, she's the best part.
Crazy.
No Macaulay Culkin. I ain't watching.
No. The first one, obviously great. The second one for a sequel, not terrible at all. The third one is a disaster.
Have you guys seen the new one?
No, just saw it on Disney Plus.
I hear very, very bad things about it.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, not surprised.
All right, worst movie, Home Alone 3. I've got the last pick around one. I'm going to jump in the best song category. Take a positive one here. One of my favorite Christmas commercials of all time was the old NBA on ESPN for Christmas, when all the players would pretend they were opening up gifts. And this particular song was on in the background. Matt, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm taking Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh my God.
The best Christmas
song. That is a terrible pick.
It is a great Christmas song. I love that song. As soon as you just hear it, you hear that little intro, it just gets you going. Shout out John from Canada. Great, great song that you danced to at, I want to say it was, where were we? Were we at game time at that point? I can't remember where we were.
Oh boy.
SantaCon.
Was it that late in the night?
Oh, it was late. But he was dancing to that song. Hilarious, hilarious video. But Mariah Carey, best Christmas song. Matt obviously hates it. Thoughts on Mariah Carey?
It would be good.
Mariah Carey or the song?
It would be good if it wasn't just beaten the song. Absolute fucking death. My God, that song is destroyed.
But that's every single Christmas song is beaten to death. Yeah.
You have a beat set,
to death.
Dude, you have a set amount of time where you can listen to these songs. Like, you have to listen to them, and you have to listen to them on replay.
I've already heard it in multiple stores. I'm so over that song for my entire life. I'm sorry, Mariah Carey. It would have been good if it wasn't beat to death, unfortunately.
Oh, now she's not going to come on Counterpints anymore.
All right. I take back what I said, Mariah.
All right. All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Off the board. Quick recap around one. Kevin kicked it off. He took his worst part of Christmas. He went with donating to charity. Matt went with his worst movie, took Christmas with the Cranks. Casey also took worst movie, went with Home Alone 3. And I took my best Christmas song, went All I Want for Christmas Is You. Before we kick off round two, yours truly has his second beer check-in. This is a Christmas beer I'm sure most people have heard of. I'm guessing everybody on this podcast has heard of. I've actually never had it before, so I picked it up today. Trogs Brewing from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
How do you pronounce that? Trogs? I've always wondered that.
Apparently, Kristen has been, and they called it Trogs.
Trogs. So, okay, done.
Trogs.
Oh, I buy it.
Yeah, and we might want to edit that, like, because Trogs is a very derogatory name for Native Americans.
What?
We will not edit that. That'll stay in.
What? That's a stretch. Are you thinking of troglodytes?
No, Trogs. T-R-O-G.
I have never heard that once in my life.
Yeah, but he will now.
We're educating the public, Casey.
Yeah. No, we're gonna.
That's what you're not supposed to be teaching Matt new offensive things. He knows enough.
Right. I've already committed it to
memory. We'll be hearing that word again on future podcasts.
Trogs. Let me make this very clear. Trogs.
The brewery.
The Mad Elf.
Oh, yeah. I think I've had that before.
Yeah, it's a holiday ale brewed with cherries and honey. Honestly, that kind of sounds gross, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Gross.
It doesn't have a great smell. And as we know, Pennsylvania doesn't really know how to do beer.
Pennsylvania general
shit at it.
Pennsylvania is not really known for its smells either, frankly. So,
I mean, what can they do? Well,
that's terrible. That's bad.
R.I.P. Mad Elf. Yeah, I remember being very sweet.
But we're going to get a live check-in from Kristen, noted brewer, as well. She's going to give it a try. She's noted. Probably going to like it. Noted. I don't like it. It tastes kind of like medicine.
Expert.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, she said gross. There it is, gross. It's all disgusting.
Right. All right, we've got it. We've got two votes for gross.
Said gross. Yep, it's gross.
yep, it's gross.
Well, this is going to suck trying to drink the rest of this. That's $3 I'll never see again. Great. I also have the next pick, so I will take my next pick. What do I want to do here? Let's see. I'm going to take best movie. This one changes probably daily for me, but today my best movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
All right.
A little Griswold family fun. I do enjoy that one quite a bit. Anyone have any thoughts on Christmas
Vacation? I'd like to make a public admission on this podcast. Never watched that movie.
You should watch it. What? It's pretty damn funny. You need
to watch it. It's definitely probably my go-to, my number one, no question. It's a great movie. It's a classic. Oh my
God, this beer is fucking terrible.
Sponsored by.
So dump it. Dump it, man. Come on.
Don't put it in your mouth.
No, powering through. It's terrible, but.
It's Christmas, Kevin.
Kevin, it's Christmas. And every time I take a sip, I will remind you how bad it is. All right, Casey's got the next pick.
Awesome. So I, too, am going to follow in suit and do best movie. And I agree with what Jack said, Christmas Vacation. It's definitely up on the top of my list. I think there's some other ones that are just as good. Maybe just I like his idea of it switches every day. Good one. There's so many. But I'm going with an absolute classic and a banger, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone, the original. I mean, I have to see it every year. At least once, and it's a non-negotiable. So I'm going with the original Home Alone.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. I am the same way. I like watching it every single year. It never gets old. Kevin, Matt, what do we think about Home Alone?
Solid. It is good. Every time you watch that movie, they're like, how the hell do these the thieves not die though? I mean, some of those traps are savage.
Or kill the kid.
Or also true. But the movie is basically a cartoon, so it makes sense.
That's fair.
It's true. Matt, you have pick number 3.
All right. I'm going to keep rolling on negatives. Let's go. Worst song. So I had to think about this one for a bit. There are a lot of bad Christmas songs, but probably by far the most annoying fucking Christmas song that is out there, I think, is the Chipmunk song. The one where they're going like Christmas, yeah. Christmas time is near. And I'm not doing the voice, but good God, it is shrill. It is piercing. I don't know why the fuck people thought that was like funny or entertaining back in the 50s. But you know what? The internet didn't exist yet. Things were confusing for a lot of people.
And it was for kids. Kids like weird shit.
Yeah, and I hate kids. So there you go. This song's bad.
It's really not your register. So I'm glad you didn't try to sing that because it's like 4 or 5 octaves above where you're
at. Yeah, that's tough, man. I used to be able to do a good like squeaky voice, but now
you'd need some helium or something to get up there.
That's a good pick. I agree. That song's annoying. Kevin, you have the final pick of round 2.
So I'm trying to get caught up here and identify my picks. There's a lot. I mean, I could go negative. I really kind of want to go negative, but I'm going to go positive here. I'm going to go with my favorite, or one of my favorite Christmas movies. I was tempted to go with the second Home Alone, but I felt like that's just kind of drafting off Casey too much. I want to go with Tim Allen's The Santa Claus because I liked that movie as a kid. It's super.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you're picking that as a good movie?
Oof. Yeah. Yes.
Santa Claus?
Oh, the original?
God.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God.
Yes. The Tim Allen Christmas movies suck.
What?
You might be on an island by yourself.
I'll give you this one. You're on crack. It's better than Christmas with the Cranks.
It is better, but it's still a good movie. Christmas with the Cranks is still good. Santa Claus is a great movie.
It's a classic. Absolute classic.
It's the best of the Santa Claus movies. I'll also give it that, you know, achievement.
Well, we might be talking about some other Santa Claus movies at some point. All right.
Foreshadowing.
That's right. That's what we do here. We like to call it a tease. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I hate the beer I'm drinking. Let's wrap up round two. I kicked it off with my best movie. I took National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Casey took his best movie, went with Home Alone. Matt with his worst Christmas song, the Chipmunks Christmas song. And Kevin went with his best movie, The Santa Claus. And before we kick off round three, per usual, we've got some beer check-ins. We will start with Casey.
All right. So looks like my other Christmas beer was a drink. So without my knowledge, I'm kind of upset about that. So I'm left with something I think I've had it on the pod before. I don't know if I have. I'm you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I'm fucking butthurt. That's what I am.
Casey is currently booty blasted.
I am pissed. So what I'm drinking now is called Flatiron Fog. It's a hazy India pale ale from Four Noses. It's really good. I've had it before. Can't remember if I've checked this in on the pod. If I have, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. If I haven't, here it is. You can get it in our Untappd.
Let me just say, I'm a sucker for a good alliteration, and Flatiron Fog is a phenomenal beer name. I would expect.
I was just sitting there. I'm like, man, that was very pleasing to my ears. Flatiron Fog.
It's a good one. A name like that, it better be fucking good. It's like IHOP. You better do pancakes well with a name like
that. Flatiron Fog.
Alrighty, and Matt also has a beer check-in. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to be checking in a beer from one of my favorite breweries in Connecticut, which will be Skygazer Brewing Company. They just crank bangers out day by day. This is their Watercolors Replay. There's many variations of this, but this one is passion fruit, mango, tangerine, peach, apricot, pineapple, vanilla, and milk sugar. It is an entire tropical island condensed into a can. I have high hopes, like I do all of their beers.
Yeah, that one's going to be real good.
Yeah, let's get that can crack. Oh.
Ah. Lovely. Kevin has the first pick of round three.
All right, I'm torn here because I have a best song that's I really like, but I don't think it's going to get picked, so I'm going to save it for later. I got to go with the worst song here. Go a little negative. And you know what? This is inspired by the recent documentary on Disney Plus from Peter Jackson about the Beatles. I'm going to go with Happy Xmas War is Over by the Plastic Ono Band. And
wow, that's a deep cut.
I get that it's a nice song, War is Over, if you want it, yada, yada, yada. But it's just so annoying, that song. I can't stand John Lennon and Yoko Ono, especially when they sing together. It's just... I can't take it. Maybe I'm too bitter. I don't know, but I don't like it. What do you guys think about that?
Yoko Ono in general just sucks complete ass. So I'm in.
I don't like it either. I have a hot take here. I don't really care for the Beatles at all, but that's not a different story.
I'm not a hot take. Agreed. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Happy Xmas, War is Over. There you go. Good enough.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
It's a great pick. I'm with you there. Oh boy, I wish this beer was over for me. Matt, go ahead.
Got him. All right. So now I largely am on to the positives. So I'm going to go with my favorite movie. And I think it's a bit of a cliche pick, but I have to admit, it's always been one of my favorite Christmas movies. I've seen it many times. I like the plot. I like the characters. It's good. It's one of my favorite Seussicles, and that's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
I love that movie. I like the Grinch. I love the dog, Max. Even as a child, I thought that dog was goddamn adorable, and I love
the
Max.
Original, right?
The original movie, correct. We are not talking
the cartoon.
About the goddamn Jim Carrey live action film.
But not bad. It's not bad.
I'm not saying it's complete trash, but the original is just completely unbeatable. It's just that's the movie to me.
I love
like
that friggin' pick.
Boris Karloff over there. Like that is some old, good old Chuck Jones ass animation. I love because I'm a big cartoon nerd. I love How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's great. It's a great character.
I actually saw a pretty funny Instagram post the other day about people talking about things they learned this year. And somebody posted they learned why the Grinch was always right in wanting to live by himself in that mountain home with his dog.
I mean, you're right.
It's what every adult aspires to, frankly.
That's right.
The Grinch is a relatable character, really. Like, you see other people being happy and you're like, shut the fuck up over there.
I love the Grinch. I love anything that people will post that have his little smirk, his little evil smirk.
It's a great character design.
He's the best. I love the Grinch. It's a great pick. The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Great, great movie. Casey, you got the next pick.
All right. So I teased this one a little earlier. It's just time for it. Matt, Kevin, you probably aren't going to understand this, and that's okay. I'm not pandering to anybody, but Jack, you're going to understand this, and Jack knows why you're going to, why it's based on a person that both he and I knew, I guess technically know. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard from him in forever, so I don't know if he's alive or dead. He's a pain in the ass. His name's Dominic, and goddamn it, Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Oh, I knew this
is
one.
Is the worst fucking song.
Okay, thank you. I want to make sure it's a worst song.
Worst fucking song. And really, it just, and it kills me to say this, but we played it on repeat every time. Like, if he came out and like Jack and I were in the car, like I'd have it like queued up and we would just play it. And
it's Dominic the donkey.
And isn't it jiggity jig?
Yes. And he never caught on, or at least I don't think he did. He never said anything.
He was really stupid. So
yeah, well, he's the kid.
I don't think he listens to this. Of course, actually, you know what? He does, because the world does.
Boomed him.
Yes.
Dominic, you're an idiot.
I'm surprised he wasn't the kid in high school that, like, you know,
haven't heard about the Michigan school shooting.
And like, we're moving on.
Okay, I'm taking Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. That's my pick.
Wow, that was our biggest can of worms we've ever opened. On the Patreon for those who want to pay.
I don't hate Dominic the Donkey for some reason, but I don't like it either. I think it's a good pick, but I'm still like, I don't know. So part of me finds the repetition of the song soothing in a way, but it's,
I don't have much memory of it. I probably listened to it once and, you know, bash my head against the wall. And
as a half Italian,
exactly. I take
offense to the whole song.
Is calling someone Italian offensive, Matt?
I mean, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know that, but for some reason I was thinking Italians. I thought of the word, like the slur WAP. And then I was like, oh wait.
Ayo.
And then I thought Whoppers, and my roommate told me that Whoppers are like 37 cents right now. What's going on out there?
He'd go from racist to hungry. Just like,
yeah, that. There's some sort of Whopper deal going on right now. Well, as you know, so thinking of Italians,
Burger King, Burger King
milk balls.
Yeah. No, what WAP or WAP Whoppers? Yeah, Whoppers like the burger, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, those Whoppers. I thought you were talking about the candy.
What are you talking about?
No, I thought you were talking about the candy too, like WHOPPERS.
No, like a Whopper, like the burger.
I was like, those things fucking suck.
Yeah,
Whopper, the burger, great. The candy,
yeah, Whopper. No, a Whopper, like I'm saying, a burger for 37 cents. Let's go.
Oh, hell yeah.
I gotta look into that later. I'll look into it after the podcast.
All righty. I got the last pick of round number three. I think I am going to take my worst part of Christmas. Like Casey talked about earlier, there really isn't a lot of bad things about Christmas, but this is something that I particularly hate. My family knows about it. My fiance knows about it. Even my dog knows about it. I hate wrapping presents. I fucking hate doing it.
It's not a bad one.
I can't stand it. I love giving them. I cannot stand wrapping them. I am not artsy at all. I basically just find ways to cover the damn box in paper. It doesn't look pretty. We get the job
done. Gift bags, baby. Gift bags.
Gift bags are great. But for some reason on Christmas, you know, you got to make that tree grammable, and putting Christmas presents under it, take a picture, always looks better. Got to have presents under the tree. I hate wrapping presents. Thoughts?
Agreed. I don't do it. I make women do it for me. Shout out, mom.
Yeah, but that's your life approach. All right.
Yeah, but what about what if the gift is for your mom?
Then it goes in the back, or she just doesn't get a gift. One of the.
Hi, Tina. You're lucky. Casey, thoughts?
I actually really enjoy wrapping presents. Yeah. So,
are you good at it though?
I'm pretty good at it.
I'm on Casey's side on this one. I like wrapping presents.
But that being said,
I hate this beer.
I don't blame you if you don't like it. Like, I can understand it.
Well, so, I mean, I don't blame you if you don't like it, but I blame you if you're Matt and you have women solve all your problems.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, I'm an egalitarian, Kevin, like you.
That's not an egalitarian.
Women can wrap presents just like we can, Kevin. Okay.
No, your solution rights, is women can do everything for you. That's not egalitarian.
Well, that I'm an equal opportunity employer for doing things for me. Yes.
I'll grill the meat. They wrap the gifts.
Ooh,
done.
Ooh.
Matt just knows women are better at everything than him. So
there you go. Then I might as well let him do everything, and I can just sit around and drink beer. Done.
Not driving, not grilling.
Over Matt?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never been in a car with Matt
where he almost killed me. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, oh boy,
then he kicked a shoe at my face.
That was quite a day. That was probably the scariest use of the Titanic theme song I've heard.
Yeah, but we had McNuggets in
the boat. Was singing.
All good.
Singing.
The boat. Yeah, singing. Yikes! This podcast is off the rails. Let's recap round three real quick. Kevin kicked it off. He went with his worst Christmas song. Of course, it's the Beatles. Happy Christmas, War is Over. Matt went with his best Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated version, not Jim Carrey, not saying Jim Carrey's version is bad.
And also not the Illumination Entertainment 3D one either.
Boris Karloff narrated.
Too many goddamn movie. Grinches now. Fuck off.
Yeah. The Grinch. You know what we're talking about. Those of us who are in their early 30s. ABC Family, as it was known back then, 25 Days of Christmas, the Grinch movie that took 30 minutes to air with one set of commercials. Casey went with the worst song. He took Dominic the Donkey, and I went with my worst part of Christmas. I hate wrapping presents. Before we kick off round number four, I am happy to say I polished off the Mad Elf from Trogues. Disgusting, but it was a challenge to myself to drink that beer to say I have now drank, announcing it on Counterpints, the worst beer I have ever had in my life.
Yeah, that is quite a claim. I am
that was worse than Rolling Rock. At least like medicinal cherry, that is my kryptonite. I hate that flavor. That's exactly what that was. Shout out Hershey, Pennsylvania. You suck, except at making amusement parks. Stick to those. All right. Now for my next beer. This one, we're going to stay in North Carolina. We're going to Asheville, a brewery that I was at with fellow podcaster Matt roughly a year ago, Highland Brewing. We've got Cold Mountain.
Oh, baby.
One of their staples. A spiced winter ale. Everyone looks forward to it. It really is the official.
I wonder if I get that up here.
Maybe. You'll probably know where you'll get it when you come down for Christmas.
Oh, baby. That's a great call. That's going to happen.
Ooh, that is a delicious beer. Shout out Cold Mountain from Highland. Delicious.
Great I got sweatshirts. The
first great. Cheap as hell. Just
buy 20 of them.
Round number four. I'm up. I'm taking my worst song. Every time this song comes on the radio and I'm in the car, I change the station. It's not because it sounds bad. It's because of the message behind it. It's called The Christmas Shoes. It is about a little boy having to say goodbye to his mom, who is sick at home with cancer. Good night. I don't want to hear that on Christmas. That is too sad for me. The Christmas Shoes, it probably doesn't ring a bell, but if you heard it, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. Christmas Shoes, worst Christmas song.
It's like that John Denver song where like his dad's drunk and beating him. Like, yeah, there's like some Christmas songs that are like, dude, it's like we're trying depressing. To have a good time here. Stop. Yeah.
You missed it.
I'm pretty sure one of the lyrics in it is you have to look ready when the shoes will make mama look ready. When she meets Jesus tonight.
Oh, God. No.
They send the little boy to a shoe shop to buy shoes for his mom, who's going to die that
Jesus,
night.
Like, come on, people.
It's bad. Christmas Shoes off the board. Casey's got the next pick.
Wow. So I saw it on my list, but I don't think I've ever heard it. At least it doesn't ring a bell, because I feel like if someone was talking about their mom dying of cancer on Christmas, that'd probably stick in my head. But I'm going to go the opposite, and I'm going to take my best song. And I'm a big fan of traditional Christmas music, like your Bing Crosby's, your Nat King Cole's, your Frankie Sinatra's. Okay. That's my wheelhouse. I love that shit. So with that in mind, one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. And again, this is kind of like Christmas movies. It changes depending on the mood I'm in around the holiday. But right now it's White Christmas by Bing Crosby. It's an absolute classic. It was also turned into a movie, fun fact. But that song is incredible. I know everyone's done a rendition of it, but his rendition of it is the best. That's my favorite song.
Good song.
I like White Christmas. That's a great song when it's like snowing outside. You feel very cozy listening to White Christmas.
Yeah, turn off the lights, have a fire going, Christmas tree, or the lights on the Christmas tree on.
Maybe a little nog.
Oh, a little. And if it's spiked with something, even better.
Even better.
Nog.
Oh, nog. Nog. All right. Great pick. White Christmas. Great song. Great movie. Go ahead, Matt. Next pick.
Okay. I'm going to pick my most overrated part of Christmas or worst part of Christmas. One thing stuck out to me immediately when I thought of bad parts of Christmas, and it is, I think, applicable to other holidays as well, but I think Christmas is probably the worst. And that's going to be the entire concept of traveling. Traveling during Christmas season fucking sucks ass, and I'm going to have to do it in a few weeks, and I'm dreading it. Airports will be packed. Traffic will be terrible. It's just so much goddamn congestion around Christmas. It's the worst. I wish I lived closer to my parents. It's going to be a nightmare. And there's no direct flights to North Carolina in December in Connecticut.
That is true. And you're flying at a bad time, just like I am. Shout out Flyers on December 22nd. We're going to have some good fucking time. It's going to suck. That is a great pick. It is a nightmare dealing with airports on anywhere around Christmas. I wish I could leave earlier, but shout out the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Shout out to my girlfriend. Shout out my girlfriend for not having TSA pre-check. That's going to be the worst.
Yeah, mine is gonna have to wait. Football team is awesome.
Damn it.
And they will be no doubt participating in a bowl game somewhere around Christmas. Probably going to see it in Atlanta. Hashtag peach season. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, I got the next two picks here, so I'm not really worried about how I'm going to wrap this draft up. I'm just going to, again, stick with what's important to me, which is my worst Christmas movie is going to end up being the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Damn, all right, there it is.
I don't know if Jack or Casey, if you've seen that one or not, but that's somehow...
That'd be a no.
It's not the worst Star Wars thing out there. That would be, the Rise of Skywalker or something like
you
that.
You think that's worse than the Holiday Special? God damn,
I really didn't like Rise of Skywalker. Criticism.
Wow.
I know, and that's how bad the Star Wars Holiday Special and also Rise of Skywalker really are. They're just so terrible movies. Chewbacca and Han Solo have to get to the Wookiee homeworld to celebrate something or other, and you get the intricacies of Wookiee home life. Who gives a shit? It's super
which
boring.
Everyone was definitely looking to find out more about. I know. But here are opinions on all the Star Wars movies. Go check out the Star Wars Counterbites.
Oh yeah, we went deep on that one. But this answered the question no one wanted to answer about Star Wars, and it came out right after A New Hope, and everyone's dying like, oh my god, this movie's gonna be great. Nope, it's a turd. At least now Star Wars has ruined our expectations.
That's the movie where George Lucas was trying to like actively have it destroyed, wasn't he? Like he was trying to like get rid of copies of
it. He recognized it was that bad. He's trying to rewrite history.
Right, the Star Wars Holiday Special is Kevin's worst movie. Probably a good pick. I have not seen it yet, but
it is a good pick.
Don't bother.
Don't bother.
All right. Yeah, I'm with Jack on that one, man. Sure. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I will. I'll take your word
for it. It's as advisable. Smart choice.
Round four. Done. Quick recap. I went with my worst song, the Christmas Shoe Song. Terrible. Casey went with his best song, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Matt with his worst part of Christmas, traveling. Kevin with his worst movie, the Star Wars Holiday Special. This brings us to the final round of our Christmas draft. Round five. Kevin has the first pick.
I believe I have best song left. I'm going to go with the song that I really quite like, and I'm sure I'm going to get teased a little bit, especially by Matt for this one, but I'm going to go with Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad.
I like it.
It's a really catchy song. That is perfect. Song. Oh, no. That's why Matt's going to tease me about it. He's going to make some sort of racist.
Si, senor. Es mucho bueno.
It's such a good song. It's so catchy. I can just thinking about it now, it's going to be stuck in my head for the next 20 minutes.
I was just going to say, I'm singing it in my head right now.
I like that song. This is like a white person. You could like learn the Spanish parts. You could be like, yeah, I speak Spanish.
Feliz Navidad, por favor.
Por favor. Buongiorno.
Por favor, boy.
Or favorite boy,
Cerveza
boy.
Hold on,
Casey was going to serenade us with that.
Oh, he was.
I was
as the winner of the Mexican draft. I am this podcast's official Mexican, so I will decide what is Hispanic.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, yeah. I mean, replace those words.
This one's never
gordita, chalupa. You're fine, Matt.
I want to Taco Bell yesterday.
See, you guys are saying that Kevin's going to have a hard time editing this. It's going to be so fucking easy. He's going to cut 95% of it.
Yeah, it's not even going to see the air.
Even easier. I'm not going to do
any draft's not going to be there. It's just going to be the fucking
Kevin, just put it up raw, baby. Put it up raw. End the podcast forever. Put it up raw.
Alrighty. Feliz Navidad is the best song for Kevin. And Matt has number two.
Oh boy. So I'm down to best song. And I was like, dude, I've been like looking through lists of Christmas songs, trying to get some inspiration here. I keep coming back to the same song. And I'm going to be honest, I feel like it's going to really throw barbs at my earlier argument about Mariah Carey's song being beat to death, because this song also is beat to death. But man, I love it. It's like when I think of the Christmas song, and it just makes me like full of Yuletide cheer. It is motherfucking nuts from It Is an Old Goddamn Song. Let's find the artist. Hold on. I had it in front of me and then I started scrolling again. God damn it.
Clearly, it's that memorable that he doesn't actually.
Yeah. Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Okay, there it is. Closer by the Chainsmokers. No, wait, hold on. No, it's Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock from 1957. I don't know why. I love that song. When it comes on, I'm just like, yeah, man, fucking A, it's Christmas. Like da 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 da. I don't know. I just like it. It's just that good twangy guitar bullshit. I'm into it.
It's solid.
Yeah, that song was never played on Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It kind of hurts my earlier argument, but I kept coming back to it. I'm like, man, I like Jingle Bell Rock. It's good. I wouldn't listen to it any other time outside of Christmas, but at Christmas, it's going to be on any Christmas playlist.
Yeah, no shit. You wouldn't listen to it any other time besides Christmas. What?
Sounds like another song I've heard of on Christmas. Yeah, wait, all of them.
I love dressing up like Santa in June and going to malls and saying what I
know,
want.
I know you do.
Jingle Bell Rock off the board as best song. Casey has his final pick.
Okay, so I need a little bit of a clarification from the draft master. Is this overrated aspect or is it just the worst part? Worst part. Worst
part. Overrated can be bad, but
okay.
Worst.
Worst part about Christmas, which there are not many, if any, but I will say I'm not a big fan of this. And this is me personally. I've never been a fan of this as kids. I don't know if your parents ever tried to get you guys to do this as like a community or like a little group. I fucking can't stand Christmas caroling. I fucking hate it. Also, and which is weird because I love singing Christmas songs. I do like that. But I will not go out, knock on a stranger's door and fucking sing for them because I wouldn't want that shit done to me. And in fact, I found this great quote online and it's so great. And I got to read this out for the listeners. It says, call us old fashioned, but when a large group of strangers knocks on our front door in the middle of the night and demands to serenade us, our first instinct isn't Well, we should definitely open the door and say hello. No, that's when we turn off all the lights and call the police. Hell yeah.
Or you get the gun.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
we don't want to go to
Christ.
Jail.
Christ.
Christ. But I just think that's so fucking true. I hate when people knock on your door and try and sing to you.
I'm going to be frank with you. That's actually happened to you? Like, have you actually had
me? Oh, yeah.
It's never happened to me once my entire time being alive.
You just have to stand there and smile.
I would shut the door. Go away. What? I've never had Christmas carolers come to my place.
A lot of
times, my parents' house, never.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Kids. I think that's why they, as kids, they always try and get the kids to go. It's because they know that if it's the parents by themselves, a psychopath like Matt would show up with a fucking gun.
Maybe I've had to go.
I've had to do it too. It sucks. I hate it. I stood in the back behind people.
Yeah, and you're just mouthing like
by who? Who were you dragged by? The adults.
And I just stood there. Yeah, my parents. We had like parents, a little community group.
Yeah.
That was that would organize it.
Maybe Caroling's not as big in New England or something because I don't know.
That's where I did it.
What? Where? Who does this?
It's a Catholic thing.
Oh, well, maybe religious. I might give you that one.
It's
no wonder I hate it. I've seen it done in New England.
Yeah.
It's a great pick. If you're knocking on my door,
it is a good pick.
You don't have some kind of food.
I would
have.
I'm not answering. Where's my pizza?
Yeah, right. I want a pizza. Sing me a song. Give me some cookies.
That's right. I will take it. Like, if you want to give me food, and I eat the food while you sit there and sing. Bring a fucking five-course meal.
Hand me a pizza while you sing to me. I'm into it.
We can do this, and I'll house the extra large pepperoni pizza while you sing 25 different Christmas carols to me.
Yeah.
That's a win-win.
I'm shutting the door.
That's a win-win. Oh, no. They always try and get you with, oh, wait, we got one more for you.
Like, how many songs do they sing?
If it's kids, I'll do it. Like, if it's kids, you have to open
it. It can go, like, I've never experienced, like, three or four. I've experienced three or four. And I was just like, and I almost think it's worse.
I thought Caroling was, like, a made-up thing.
No, dude. No.
I'll send some to your apartment.
No.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. This is like a real thing. Like, who the fuck does this? And who puts up with it? Go away. Never.
What's your parents' address? I'll send them to that.
Yeah. No.
You and Kelly can sit outside, drink some hot cocoa, and listen to Jingle Bell Rock.
I'm sorry. Do you think my parents would put up with that? Do you think they would open the door and keep the door open? My dad would be screaming if that happened.
Fuck that.
Who the fuck are these kids? Get them off my porch.
Just to piss them off more.
Target practice.
No, just to piss them off more. We should do it like Christmas with the Cranks, where they don't even get an option to answer the door. They just sit outside the house and sing.
Well, that's
what's just like, and we'll send a big ass snowman to stick on their roof. That's when the rocks came out.
Fantastic.
Once again, this is a podcast that we love to promote community love and togetherness.
Meanwhile, Kevin's just housing his pizza at the bottom of the screen.
Can we talk about this? Kevin is eating fucking pizza like a man who's been starved to water for 14 years in the desert. I mean, it is scary to watch.
It is fair to point out,
Kevin, you have to chew. You can't just swallow it whole like a snake eating an egg.
You roll it up and you shovel it down. I was so busy today at work, I didn't get lunch. So I haven't eaten since like 5:30 in the morning. I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, that's true. Well, when you eat Domino's fast, it does keep the diarrhea.
Usually people blink when they eat pizza. It's kind of creepy.
Well, you wouldn't know, Matt, because your eyes roll up the back of your head like a shark. So that's true. It's not really counting as
blinking. That's an efficient way to eat.
All right.
He's attacking his prey.
Oh, God. Let's end this draft mercifully as best we can. I've got my final pick. I believe it's my worst movie. We kind of talked about this earlier. Santa Claus is a great movie. Santa Claus 2, I can tolerate. Santa Claus 3,
there we go,
can go right to the fucking moon for the rest of its life. Good God, was that a terrible goddamn movie.
Jack, Santa remind Claus me, 3. Who plays Jack Frost in that movie? Who
Martin
is it?
Short.
Martin Short. God damn it. That movie
Who's usually a very funny actor. That Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, I believe it's called, is terrible, where Jack Frost is trying to become the official symbol of Christmas.
Yep.
Good Lord, are you stretching? Stop. Santa Claus was great.
Was the second one where the one where there was like a robot Tim Allen or some shit?
Yes, there was a wooden toy Santa Claus. And he has to find a wife in less than a week.
Woof. Yeah. Oh, that's right. And then he marries the blonde woman who is in Lost, because I am watching Lost right now.
She is in Lost, and his son is on the naughty list because he was graffitiing the school.
Charlie got
in trouble.
What an absolute
Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, worst Christmas movie. It's fucking disgusting, despicable. The thought of even making that is terrible. I hear they're going to get ready to make a fourth one. Can't wait for that. All right, that concludes the draft for Christmas. But before we move into our recap and the omissions, Matt has one last beer check-in.
Woo, we're getting a little rowdy on this one, boys. I have got a milkshake IPA, or a double India pale ale with lactose, from Three Floyds Brewing out of Munster, Indiana. Solid brewery. It's called Apocalypse Cow. Do you get it? like the movie Apocalypse Now. Anyone? Let's hear a beer crack.
There's a movie called Apocalypse Now.
No, okay. Anyway, I like those Shug IPAs. I'm gonna keep drinking them.
Yeah, you know, weird. It's kind of like they're delicious. All right, quick recap of the draft. We'll start it off with Kevin. His worst part of Christmas was donating to charity. His best movie was The Santa Claus. His worst Christmas song is Happy Christmas, War is Over. His worst Christmas movie, the Star Wars Holiday Special. And his best song, Feliz Navidad. Matt, his worst Christmas movie, Christmas with the Cranks. His worst Christmas song was that Christmas Chipmunk song. His best Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. His worst part of Christmas is traveling. And his best Christmas song is Jingle Bell Rock. Casey kicked off his draft by taking his worst movie. He went with Home Alone 3. His best movie, he went with Home Alone. Worst song, Dominic the Donkey. Best song, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. And his worst part of Christmas is Christmas Caroling. Finally, I took my best song first. I went with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Best movie, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Worst part of Christmas is wrapping gifts. Worst Christmas song is The Christmas Shoe Song about cancer. And worst Christmas movie is Santa Claus 3. Boys, let's kick it off. What worst Christmas movies did we forget to mention?
Man, I have an obvious one right off the bat. Well, obvious to me. That's definitely not obvious to the group because I figured it wouldn't come up. But what about, what is it, Eight Crazy Nights with Adam Sandler? Yeah, the animated movie where, like, it's basically a mentally disabled, like, old man and, like, Adam Sandler, and there's a lot of reindeer poop throughout the film.
That's a technical foul.
I mean, all right, you know what? I'm going to put that out of the best movie category. Never mind. That's a technical foul.
But also, it's not a Christmas movie, so I guess it's out on that. It's Hanukkah because he's Jewish.
What's the difference? It's Jew Christmas. What's the difference?
So I think maybe Juice-mas. We should... cut that one out too.
Nope. This is a holiday draft.
That is true. We should have said this is a holiday draft. All We're inclusive. About to get canceled. All inclusive. Yeah. I have a worse one, and this might be controversial. Elf. I don't like Elf. I think it's a weird fucking movie.
Shout out to John from Canada. I agree. Elf is extremely overrated. It's not terrible, but it is really, really overrated. I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with fucking Elf.
What about Fred Claus?
Yep, that one's 100% shy because Vince Vaughn's usually pretty good.
Another one, Jack, and I think I'm singling you out because I'm sure you've seen it on the media company that no free ads. maybe you guys also know that reference, but that's on there. It's like their third or fourth highest rated Christmas movie. Like, they lost all credibility. I'm sorry. That fucking list sucks. Their lights, camera, whatever they are, fucking, you all should be fired.
Here's one. I don't really know where to categorize this.
Mm-hmm.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a best movie. Be careful with that one.
I liked it too, but like I know a lot of people don't enjoy it.
Weird. I feel like it's pretty.
I mean, I like it, but I don't.
At least in the public eye, it seems like it's usually pretty universally liked.
Is it a Christmas movie?
I think yes, ultimately.
Don't know.
I don't know either. It's certainly a strange film.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, well, you know, Tim Burton is, have you seen Willy Wonka's remake? Yikes.
Yikes.
Well, all right, so what do you think about, okay, let me ask this question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes. And it will be coming up when we talk about best Christmas movies. Another bad one? How about Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No! Come on! Dude.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Out of here.
There was a movie on the list that I was looking at called Santa with Muscles.
I saw that on the list too.
I never saw that movie.
Never seen it.
I'll tell you one. I don't really like Bad Santa.
it's kind of. I feel like it's more credit than it deserves. I'd probably put it bad, but I put it in overrated.
Yeah, overrated. All right, we'll move to the best Christmas movies. Matt just said it. Die Hard. I would agree. I'd put A Christmas Story in that.
Yeah, Christmas Story is a classic.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
White Christmas. Miracle on 34th.
Krampus.
Rudolph, Frosty. Those
classics. Yeah, sure. Right, the old, like, stop motion Rudolph. That's a classic. Yeah. Absolutely.
I like A Christmas Carol. I think
I do.
I love that story.
Me
I think
too.
I think it's cool. I like.
Do you guys like Jack Frost?
Ghosts? No, I don't
like Jack the Frost. Horror movie Jack Frost.
No,
no,
the one with
like Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, the goofy ass looking snowman. Yeah, not yeah.
I liked it.
You know, anything with ghosts in it, shut up.
This came out like recently on Netflix, like 2 years ago, and it's a Christmas movie. It's actually very good. I recommend it to our audience. Go watch Klaus. Very good animated film, Klaus. You guys probably actually would like that. You probably wouldn't mind Klaus.
Klaus. Yeah. How about I'll Be Home for Christmas with
Hell yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Thomas, JTT. Fuck yeah. It's a great movie.
Fuck yeah, brah.
It came up on the worst movie list that I saw.
I know. The same the thing, fuck? Yeah.
As I gave him a real big finger.
Shout out Jessica Biel also.
Ooh, baby. Can we talk about Jessica Biel for a minute?
We got Jessica a sense Biel of draft. At some point, right, guys?
Jessica Biel.
All right. What's next? Best song or worst song? What do you want to do?
Let's go best.
Kevin wants to go eat more pizza. He's ready to go.
Here's one who could
Kevin's ready to be done with this podcast. Here's one who
could be on best song and worst song. And I saw this and I didn't pick it on purpose. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Some people hate it. But it's very polarizing.
How is it polarizing? Nat King
Cole, the Christmas song.
Yeah, I love Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Classic.
How about I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
No.
Darlene Loves Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
Moving on. All right. Moving on. Yeah.
So we've done worst and best song, right?
Okay. What do we miss about the worst songs of Christmas?
We're hammered.
Help me. We didn't do worst songs.
We did.
I don't think we did worst songs yet. What are the omission part of it?
What are the worst songs?
All Santa Baby. All I Want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa Terrible. Baby.
Yeah. What about, how come that song's not canceled? She's asking for Santa to absolutely railroad her.
Because she's asking for it, therefore it's okay.
Yeah, that's female empowerment, Jack.
Yeah, it's true.
What about I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
I love that song. I
Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Underneath.
What about that NSYNC song?
Bye, bye, bye. No, that one's not
that's
Christmas.
That's it.
Yeah, that one.
Hold on. NSYNC's Christmas album actually kind of slaps. So
I know. I just wanted to bring up an idea to talk about how great Christmas music is.
There's no it's bad fantastic. Answers. Unless
and it's not rapey or anything like that.
That's I'm not kinda, true.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of Michael Bublé singing Christmas
songs. Oh, like, Kevin, Kevin, that's a good shout.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying tired, not like that he's bad. I'm just tired of because every year it's a new Christmas song for Michael Bublé. Like it's enough. Like, I get it, Michael. Shtick, good for you, but it's enough.
Yeah, it's like, I will say I do hate the people who release multiple Christmas albums. That's fucking annoying.
That's all Michael Bublé does exist.
Taylor Swift. Anything Taylor Swift sings on Christmas, get out of here.
What about Lady Gaga too?
Let me phrase that.
I like Lady Gaga.
Hold on. Anything Taylor Swift sings, get it out of here. I'm sick and tired of this.
I'm sick and tired of her too.
Re-release my music from 10 years ago, so I own it. Bitch, you're not good enough to own your own music.
You're not. You dumped Loki. Get out of here.
Fair enough. But if
Tom Hiddleston, come on, Taylor. You can't
I know you guys,
better than him.
I know you guys don't like him, but if the Beatles didn't own their own music, you don't deserve to own your own music. I'm sorry. They're the most popular band ever. They've sold the most albums
ever. Means they're good.
If they can't own it, you don't deserve to own it. So I'm not going to sit here and say, woe is you. You signed the fucking contract. Get mad at your parents or whoever gave you an agent that told you to sign the contract.
Paul McCartney regained and writes the most of the Beatles song in 2017.
Who?
Does anybody remember the name of Taylor Swift's first big hit?
What am I?
Teardrops on My Guitar?
Well done, sir. Teardrops on My Guitar. Do you remember that song?
That's the story.
How fucking terrible it was. Awful.
It's either that one or...
it's Teardrops. That's it. It's Teardrops.
Did Taylor Swift get good? Taylor Swift, call me.
I mean, I honestly think that her... country album.
Matt, you're just
album.
Saying that just so she calls you because you know you would.
Yeah, you think he wants her for her looks? Oh, yeah. It's for her bank account.
Yeah, let's be real. I don't care what she looks like. I'll drive around a Lamborghini, and you know I'm not going to finish that thought. Never mind.
Yeah, this is going to end relationships. We need to stop this.
You finished the thought, you
Kelly. I contained myself.
This is a nightmare. All right. Do we have? Oh, we just did the worst part of Christmas. What else? What's bad?
I got one more.
Ooh, fruitcake.
No, that's a good one.
That's an easy one.
Okay. Did you
buying
guys?
Gifts, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Kev. Gifts, go ahead, yeah. Kev.
Speaking of buying Kevin. Gifts for extended family. People you don't really see, why do they get a gift?
That's why that's why I just don't buy them gifts. Problem solved.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
Yeah, no.
Boom, got him.
Did your parents or grandparents, were they ever into tinsel?
Yes.
Oh, fucking hate tinsel.
That's a good one, actually. Real Christmas trees, putting them up with the actual
tree. I was going to say, I hate.
Oh, actual, I love that.
I hate real Christmas trees. Fuck those things.
No, I like them, but I don't like dealing with them. The smell is so good.
I love them.
Yeah. Get a fake one, put a pine air freshener on it. Same thing.
Worst thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
Popcorn garlands. Didn't have any of those, but popcorn garlands. Awful. Fuck.
Any food on a tree, get that shit off.
I mean, I'll eat it.
Yeah. Sure.
not surprising.
Yeah, again, not surprising.
Best things about Christmas, those mixed popcorn tins. Oh my god, are those good? Yeah.
Ooh,
eggnog.
Love eggnog.
Nog.
Love eggnog.
Nog always
love
good.
Love eggnog.
This was not one of the draft categories, by the way.
Nope, but we're talking about it.
Yeah, might as well. We got two episodes left in the whole year. We're gonna go long on this one, people. If you don't like it, fuck yourself.
Yeah. Take your salad and go fuck yourself.
Take your salad and put some Caesar dressing on it and enjoy it. What else do we have for worst part of Christmas?
Seeing your family.
The 26th. The 26th is the worst part of Christmas. Yeah,
I agree. It's such
completely over. Yeah.
It just sucks because like you spend all this time. And I would say even now as an adult for me, you spend all this time getting excited about it and it's gone in one fucking day.
Yeah, it is.
It's like poof. And then you're like the 26th. You're like, all right, 365 more fucking days.
That's it.
Best part of Christmas. Christmas cookies.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Fudge. Yeah, gingerbread.
Do you guys like making gingerbread houses?
No, but I like eating them.
I bet Kevin likes it though. Kevin,
because the last time I did this, I actually went and did a gingerbread at like a full like standing up gingerbread AT-AT from Star Wars.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I don't support this.
Yeah, your call.
I'm not surprised to hear
that. Still better than the holiday special.
Kevin is surprising nobody.
How about Christmas beers? You know, a little spiced ale.
Yeah,
true.
Hey, wild like Christmas beer I just had was pretty damn good. So
for the Swedes out there, a little have a little glug on Christmas, pretty good. I love glug. It's like a mulled wine, very good.
I was gonna ask what the fuck is
it's
that?
Like a
yum
mulled
wine.
It's like a spiced it's like a spiced mulled wine. Have it with some fucking herring and call yourself a Christmas.
Wow,
you know the Swedes so pretentious. Really have really great culinary skills there.
That's a good point. No, they don't.
Nothing says Christmas like herring.
especially in a cream sauce.
How about candy canes?
Ooh, love them.
Yeah, not into it.
Oh, I
what?
Love them.
Peppermint? You don't like it?
Yeah, like you get peppermint anytime. I'd rather have a York peppermint patty, like not during Christmas.
I like traditional. I also like the ones that have like the different flavors, like they're a little more fruity or whatever. You know, they're like the red and the green and the yellow. You like those. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good. Like
fruits. We like them. How about mistletoe? Anybody?
I don't know. What's Kevin's mom up to?
Ooh. What's your mom up to? She looks like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Shout out Christmas with the Cranks.
Another reason I hate that movie because now Jamie Lee Curtis is in a bikini during it. And I'm like, oh, it's my mom.
It all makes sense now. It all makes sense.
I saw it happen live not that long ago at a Ralph Lauren store with my mother.
No! Gone to a bikini in front of you?
Yeah, now we're talking. No, the associate actually thought she was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh,
it is hilarious. It does happen.
He's at the mall. She's getting a tan to go on vacation. She's in a little skimpy bikini.
I'm not convinced my mother has ever owned a bikini. She is not that type of person. Shout out, Mom.
Shout out, Mom.
Please end this podcast.
Yeah, we'll mercifully end it now. Yeah. We've done our draft. We've talked about Christmas. Great holiday. We do have a winner on this one, folks. We would say he's probably the king of Christmas here. Casey is the winner of the Christmas draft. Any thoughts, any words, any congratulatory
statements? This is one of the first ones I voted for Casey on.
I voted for him too.
All right. I feel like this is the only one I'm ever going
to
win.
That's good, Christmas. Though. This is a good one for you to win.
I love it. I feel like. Oh, it's my favorite time of the year. No question about it.
I mean, if you do another St. Patrick's Day draft, I'm pretty sure you're going to win that one.
I think that's fair.
That wraps up the Christmas draft. Congrats to everybody. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I will kick it back to Matt to thankfully end this.
Sweet Jesus. I need a shower. Boys, we got to talk about Brewery of the Week. And you know what? I'm just going to fire right into this one because fuck you guys. I have a Brewery of the Week. And it is from Fitchburg, Massachusetts, a brand new brewery that just opened up called Thirsty Robot. I wanted to shout out Thirsty Robot because they just opened and had a very nice facility. My girlfriend and I enjoyed our time there very much. But really, what elevated Thirsty Robot to legendary status more than the large Connect 4 board that I absolutely dumpstered Kelly on several times. But that was the people in the corner having a party where they had a giant sheet cake and several pizzas, and they couldn't finish all of the pizza and the cake. So they came over to us and said, do you guys want some pizza and cake? And I said, abso-fucking-lutely. And that's why Thirsty Robot was a fantastic brewing experience. Whoever those people were, I shout out to you, and I hope you go to every brewery I ever go to for the rest of my life, because that was some pretty solid pizza, and the cake was delicious, and it had a shark on it. Awesome. Thirsty Robot, Fitchburg, Mass. Go there. Do it. It's near River Styx, which I think I've also highlighted on this podcast before. Great brewery. Great popcorn. Anyways, we've had at least a couple beers in this podcast. We got to decide which ones were our favorites. I think I know which one is not Jack's favorite, but he had a couple others. Jack, which was the best beer?
Yeah, so I had three tonight. A little different than the typical two, and I'm feeling it for sure. The first one, once again, was 9.2%. Shout out Hardywood, Christmas morning stout. But my best beer, we've talked about it before, got to stick with the local brewery here. Highland Brewing Cold Mountain, delicious. It's a winter ale. It's particularly great if you are sipping it outside on a wintry night by a fire. Perfect. But Highland Brewing's Cold Mountain, my best beer of the cast.
Ooh, baby. All right, Kevin. Best beer of the cast.
Only had the one, so it's my best beer. Strawberry Coconut J-Ream. Very good, very fruity. On the light side, I didn't go heavy like you guys did. It's only like about a 4.5%. It's still quite good. So, cheers.
Cheers, Kevin. Casey, how about you?
Since my other Christmas beer got taken away from me, just pulled right out from underneath me.
What was the beer?
It was
from... Who drank it?
It was from Alyssa. Beer? Oh, yeah, because it's another one of these like kind of fruity Christmas ales from Avery. It was a new one they had, and I can't remember the name to save my life, but I knew I was super excited. Honestly, if she'd have taken this one, I'd have been like, all right, it's cool. I've never had this one, but I was really looking forward to that because, you know, Avery's fucking solid, man. Mm. But anyway, I'm giving it to the Wild Christmas Ale with Tropical Fruit from Upslope Brewing here in Boulder, Colorado.
Not bad stuff, that Upslope. Jack, we know what your worst was. What was your best? Oh, wait.
You already went to me.
Good God. All right, boys, I've had three beers. All right. Anyway, speaking of those three beers, my favorite was a pretty easy one. It was the Watercolors Replay by Skygazer. Skygazer beers are just fucking fantastic every time.
Better than the Treehouse, huh?
Treehouse, very good. Queen Machine, I find, is like a slightly worse juice machine, but it's still a very, very good double IPA. The Apocalypse Cow from Three Floyds, honestly, a little disappointing. Could have used more lactose. It's not a very milkshakey milkshake IPA. It's not bad, though, but it's just kind of average, maybe is how I describe it. So, shout out Skygazer. Always very good beers. Anyways, instead of calling on Jack a third time, we're going to move on to the last call, where our hosts get one last comment, statement, joke, whatever they want, before we wrap this boy up. Shout out to Kevin for his editing he has in front of him. Speaking of which, Kevin, your last call. Talk about your pizza.
All right. I'm not going to talk about pizza. I'm going to go finish up this last call and then go eat some more. Oof, I'm going to wish a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Southern California to one Lincoln Riley, who will be joining my college football school team, USC Trojans football, instantly making it maybe the class of the, at least the Pac-12 South. I mean, I've got another college, you know, football guy here, so we'll argue about this, but he's bringing with him his quarterback commit and his running back commit, and his contract is obscene. Even if you throw out the fact that USC is not actually going to buy him a home, but use of the private jet, and still the highest paid quarterback in college football. Good for you, Lincoln Riley. You better fucking win.
Wait. It's more than that. They're buying from him his two homes that he owns in Norman, Oklahoma for $500,000 over asking.
So that one got refuted, actually. I'm looking through this here. That claim about USC buying his house has got refuted, but are buying him a house in Los Angeles for
$6 million.
A fuck ton of money. So, you know, good
he's
for
also,
you, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. But I mean, I will say they are about to be the best in the South. It is going to be a 2-horse race for the foreseeable future from the Pac-12, without a question.
It's going to be a 1-horse race. If he ever gets USC back to the recruiting level it was in the early 2000s, Oregon has absolutely no fucking chance to compete with them. And Mario Cristobal is going to leave.
I don't disagree with that, but the only thing I say that Oregon has that USC doesn't have is Nike money. They don't have Nike
money. That's true.
Although
USC is a Nike school, right?
Yeah, but they don't get they are a Nike school, but they don't get the extra money that Oregon gets. I will say this, USC does not have the facilities that Oregon has and the capability of expanding that Oregon has. USC doesn't have that. They are handcuffed. So they can renovate all they want. They also play in arguably one of the worst stadiums in college football.
How dare you?
They're also
in one of the worst neighborhoods.
They're located in the worst neighborhood.
The Coliseum is a treasure.
It's not. It's so bad. But they can't even get people to fund their renovation. It's so bad.
The renovation's done. They finished it. They put in all the boxes and shit.
Do you know how much they owe on it? No one gave them money for
it. It's Southern California sports. No one's paying for shit. The Rose Bowl doesn't
you
even
still
have seats.
Have
it has fucking pay
for it.
Fucking SoFi. Benches.
You still have
I've been
to pay
SoFi
for
yet. SoFi
it.
Looks so, yeah, but the people, SoFi how much do the people right. pay for SoFi? SoFi looks all right. I want to see that TV in person.
They paid $3 billion.
They got taken to the cleaners. The Chargers were good to leave San Diego. I wouldn't want to pay for that through a stock or a bond, city bond issue. Fuck that.
The thing that Lincoln Riley has at USC is he just got himself out of the SEC, and so he can go to the playoffs
100%
every single year.
Yep.
That's 100%. Why he made that move.
No question. And the $11 million a year. I mean, he makes
more.
It's funny how a guy who's gone to the playoffs a number of times and gotten his shit kicked in by Alabama.
Destroyed.
And others. And I mean, like, literally shit kicked in.
Oh, he'll never win a national title at USC.
Yeah, but he's gotten his shit kicked in. They now made him the highest paid college coach over the guy who's done a lot of that shit kicking in. I think that's really funny.
It means Nick Saban's probably underpaid. I mean, looking at his reputation.
I don't disagree.
But Nick Saban is also about to retire in a couple of years. So yeah.
He also lives in Alabama. So his 9.5. So really, but here's the thing. Lincoln Riley's getting $11 million, but he's only going to see about $6 million of that, right? He's going to get taxed out the fucking ass in California that he wasn't getting taxed in Norman, Oklahoma. Something that Nick Saban gets, you know, makes $9 million. I think it's close to 10 now.
He makes 9 million and sees 10. That's what he
gets. Yeah, exactly. They pay him more. Yeah.
His house is ridiculous. He lives on a lake. It's like a castle.
Yeah. No doubt. But
I did not see it coming either. Yeah.
It's a phenomenal hire. Well, I mean, no one saw it coming, to be honest.
No one saw
it.
Him or Brian Kelly.
It happened in 5 hours. So
Matt, take us home.
So does this count as everybody's last call or
no?
Well, this one's already been canceled, so we'll just...
All right, that's true. We're not even editing this. All right, Jack, go ahead. Last call.
Oh, good. My last call. I've talked about this on our group chat. I've got some choice things to say about North Carolina beer. I'm ready to make a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear this.
The king of North Carolina beer will be Burial for this year. But a particular style, the New England IPA, also the Hazy IPA, as some might call it. I am not giving Burial that crown. That crown goes to New Anthem Brewing in Wilmington, North Carolina. Their Hazy IPAs are flat out better than Burials. I got to go there for the first time ever 2 weeks ago. It was so impressive. They actually have two facilities. I got to go to the one on, I believe it was Greenfield Street in Wilmington, just slightly before downtown Wilmington. Very impressive. Also, great bartenders, very knowledgeable, super nice guy. Let us try a lot of stuff. That place was absolutely incredible. Their New England IPAs are the best in the state of North Carolina.
Sounds like you probably should have given them Brewer of the Week. Maybe I should have consulted you on that.
They might get a bigger title next week on our next podcast.
Woo, baby. Spoiler alert. Little yeah, tease. I'm jealous. I would like to go there at some point. I'll do my next last call. I wanted to highlight this. It may come up on the end of the year podcast as well, but boys, I'm getting, this may be a bad thing, but I'm getting a little danger close here on 5,000 beer check-ins. We are less than 200 beers away. It's almost time. And my girlfriend was pointing this out to me. We've been dating for a little over a year, and she was with me on beer 3,000 and beer 4,000. So do the math on that, and I have been drinking far too much beer in the last calendar year. That is disturbing. But yeah, that's all I had to say for my last call. I'm going to hit 5K beers, and then I need to reevaluate my life after I've hit that landmark. I've been saying I want to hit 10K at some point, but I'm starting to think maybe I shouldn't do that. Anyways.
Maybe you go to the Jared, the Gallery of Jewelers.
Ah, I hear they have great untapped check-ins there. Casey, go ahead. Last call.
All right, boys. So I am actually heading up to New England, to Matt's neck of the woods.
Connecticut?
No, to Boston. Slash the Cape. And I'm going for the first time, because it wasn't open in June when I was there.
Oh.
I'm going to the Treehouse Cape Cod facility.
Interesting.
Hell or high water.
I'll be interested to hear how that is. I don't know anybody that's gone there, and I am.
Well, why don't you drive your ass up to the Cape and go with me?
When are you going?
That is yet to be decided, but sometime next week.
Oh, next week? Oh my God.
I fly out Sunday.
Well, geez, a little heads up would be good.
Well, this is kind of a trip that kind of came together last minute. So here's your heads up. You have like 48 hours like notice. You know what I'm saying?
I think next weekend, I think I might be in Waltham at some point. So that's interesting. Which is right outside of Boston. So that's an interesting point. We'll talk about this.
Okay. So, I'm excited to go. I'm excited to see the facility. I went a number of times when I was there in June. All you could do is pick up beer, order ahead, pick it up. The facility's open now.
Are you going with Alyssa? She'll be there too.
Alyssa, yes, Alyssa's there too. It's not just me.
I don't know. Who knows?
So, I'm excited. Gonna try. Hopefully, they have a number of their beers because I believe they have a couple beers that are unique to Cape Cod. From what I've seen on social media. So hopefully try those and then, you know, get some of the Treehouse beers I have yet to ever have. So really excited for that. So last call, Treehouse, when you're listening, I'll be there sometime next week. I'll let you know.
Keep those doors open.
Yeah, keep them open. It says
reservations required.
Oh!
Well, I'll be getting a reservation at some point.
They are sold out till March.
Yeah, lucky me.
I am not kidding.
Are you for real?
Oh, really?
Holy shit.
You can still get to go, though.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
That is a bummer.
I'm fucking with it.
Damn it. I bought it.
I bought it, too. Stuff. I bought it hook, line, and sinker, dude. I was like, God damn.
It's Treehouse. I bought that.
You're going to have to bring your phone with you and FaceTime us all because I want to see what that place looks like.
Absolutely agree.
I'm fired up for it. So. Yep.
I'm currently Googling how far that facility is from Kelly's apartment. I didn't realize it would pause while I did it. Hour and a half, maybe.
That's no time.
It's not terrible. It's further than I thought it'd be, but it's not terrible.
That's what I expected, kind of like equidistant to actually a little further than Boston would be. Yeah. Massachusetts is a surprisingly long state, east to west.
They got some good sounding beers at this place. They have an Oreo moment of clarity. Oh, yeah,
I'm telling you.
Stouts are good.
They have Guga Green with pineapple in it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, they have a lot of times they only have them on draft. They'll have like variants of their regular beers, like fruit or cookies or whatever added.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking happening.
It's like that maple moment of clarity Kevin had that he really liked.
Did we get the Oreo double shot while we were there?
Can't remember. We did not. I've had it. Yeah. I think I've had some of their Oreo stouts and they're very good.
Oh, double ganger with peach. Fuck.
Oh, my God. Ooh, buddy. Sounds good.
I hate living here.
I'll be FaceTiming everybody.
We'll talk, Casey.
Matt, hit me up. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. So, hey, boys, I got a proposition for you. How about we end this fucking podcast? I'm going to die. So anyways, this has been the Counter Pints podcast, for better or worse. You're listening to an unedited version that Kevin has not touched because that is what we agreed on. Once again, assuming you haven't already filed a lawsuit against us or are currently calling our jobs to get us fired, go to our Instagram at CounterPints, CounterPints, or our Untappd account. Our voicemail number continues to be 774-224-0708. Leave us a voicemail. I'm sure a lot of people have plenty to say after this one. Anyways, that is the end of episode 57, our Christmas draft. We've got one more for the year, folks. And as always, it'll be a doozy, some end of the year awards, perhaps. But we'll talk more about that at the end of the year. So until the next one, our loyal listeners, you stay frosty out there. Who's gonna dig your grave? Then after you all the grave digger, who's gonna dig your grave? Well, set down your beer, listen clear to the question for your ears. Well, have you lost your job? Are you poor? Are you broken down? Well, have you lost your job? Are you poor? Are you broken down?
But that won't save it from a terrible rating. It actually might be the worst beer I have ever had in my life.
Really? That bad? Holy crap. It is
disgusting.
Wow.
I am powering through this just to say I drank.
We're all proud.